T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Known as the maker of the largest iron guns ever cast, the Fort Pitt Foundry made cannons for 3 U.S. wars, including the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, and the Civil War. Joseph McClurg established the foundry at the corner of Fifth Avenue and Smithfield Street in 1804, before moving it to the Strip District at 12th and Etna, just across the street from the Heinz History Center. Demand for heavy artillery during the Civil War accelerated Fort Pitt's production, and the foundry's ideal location at the head of the Ohio River made it easy to ship ordnance to the forts and depots. In 1864, President Abraham Lincoln wanted a super gun that could sink an enemy warship with one shot. Major Thomas Jackson Rodman oversaw the casting of a 60-ton, 20-inch caliber cannon that could hurl a half-ton iron ball nearly 5 miles. The cannon was so large that it took 50 horses to haul it from the foundry, and railroad trestles had to be reinforced to allow special flat cars to transport the huge gun. It took weeks for the cars to travel 5 miles an hour to Fort Hamilton, New York, where it guarded the city during the Civil War and still stands today. At its peak wartime production, Fort Pitt Foundry employed hundreds of men to stoke the furnaces and operate dozens of giant lathes and steam engines. In total, the Fort Pitt Foundry accounted for 60% of the Union's cannon manufacturing during the Civil War. After the war, the foundry continued casting big guns for the United States and foreign powers, including the 20-inch Beelzebub, a smoothbore naval cannon, and several huge cannons for the Army nicknamed Satan and Lucifer. By 1878, the foundry was sold to a rival and the remaining ordnance became scrap metal or was shipped to nearby Allegheny Arsenal. Many of Fort Pitt Foundry's biggest cannons may still be seen today at historic sites and cemeteries from coast to coast. A tribute to Pittsburgh's industrial might as the Arsenal of the Union.